welcome to this new chapter, which is service design or service design process. This chapter is going to be talking more about what is this service design all about, and is design very important today? Why are we talking about design, and which is the country which is focusing more on design? You would have heard about Stanford or Sweden. Sweden is ranked number 3 when we talk about the design index, and Stanford is one of the universities which tops when you talk about this design. So design has become very important, and especially when you talk about the service design, it is not about the engineering design which we are talking about, but it is talking about the common sense, it is talking about the observation tools, it is talking about so many other parameters which are so relevant today when we talk about the customer centricity. So some of the learning objectives which will be taken care of during this chapter could be, we'll introduce you to the concept of this design, and we'll help you understand what is this design and how this design has played a very important role in the business today. We'll try to help you some of the models which could be there. We'll also try to simplify difficult processes, means how we and how do we simplify the process, and how businesses can benefit from service design, and how to use blueprinting as an aid to design services. So this will be the objectives, learning outcomes, and let us see how do we take it forward. So when you talk about the introduction, see, design thinking parameter or design thinking, what is this design thinking? See, design thinking is nothing but it is a concept, and when I say it is a concept, so we mean to say that it is nothing to do with engineering, but it is to do something with innovation. It is to do with integration of multidisciplinary system. It is to do with something on research. It has to do, or it can be dealt with something to do with socially driven design management. It could be probably design could be in the area of public services. Design could be purely service design, means an element of service. Like example, like when you say reaching you through the technology is a part of service design, means the same service earlier was delivered through a chalk and board in a classroom kind of mode, but as a part of design, as a part of aid of technology, the service has been designed to ensure that somebody who is in the remotest corner of the world can still be hearing this lecture. So this is part of the service design. Branding is another important element which can be covered as a part of the design process. Then changes in the business parameters or change in the business strategy could be part of the design. See, some of the companies focus on design parameters, and they wish to be there. Like when you say, you would have heard about Apple, and Apple as a company stands different when you talk about innovation and design parameters. So now, like, it could be branding element. It could be scientific approach to design management, or it could be engineering and technology. So our focus is not here on engineering, but I'm saying it could, the element of design thinking can be in the domain of engineering, means it can be in the area of the physical good or the product. So this is where that design thinking is applicable to all the facets of business. It is a thought, it is the common sense, it is the approach. So what is that approach, what is that culture which allows you to think continuously towards or for the betterment or to serve the customer better? So that is what is the approach, and how can you innovate the processes, how can we simplify the processes, how can you make the processes so simple that they become more, they create more value in the business. So all these parameters will be there as a part of design thinking approach. So let us understand what is this service design. So service design is all about making the service you deliver useful, usable, efficient and desirable. In simple definition, if I have to say, is making things meaningful and purposeful. So if you are making your services meaningful, means there is some meaning in the service, and they are with the purpose, they are with an objective, then probably, and they are desired by the customer. It is not that you are just serving something or you are doing something which is not desired by the customer. No, they have to be desired by the customer in a very, very efficient way. All the services you are delivering has to have an element of efficiency. So usefulness, usability, efficiency and desirability, these should be the parameters when you talk about service design as a concept. Design is an art of creating solutions. We are not talking about a product as a lone thing, but we are talking about can we create a solution-based design. So it is talking about total solution concept. So it can be solution along with the products and services which are more profitable. See, today the challenge is the profits in the businesses or the overall productivity is there, but when you talk about the profitability is shrinking. So if we have a process design or if we have a solution which creates more profitable business, simple, interesting, human, beautiful, nature friendly and secure. So design is all that art which can, you know, which can take you closer to the nature. Sometimes it can be very nature, it can be very friendly, it can be beautiful. So all that facets which can help you do businesses more profitable, keeping in mind all these factors like interest, simplicity, security and safety. Service design describes different concepts bearing in mind common understanding of innovation, design, design thinking and practical design. Now, no, probably when you talk about innovation, you can think that innovation is creativity or innovation is design thinking. These are these terms have are used interchangeably in our concepts quite some time, and very frequently we'll see that sometimes people say no, creativity is innovation and innovation, but there are different understanding when you talk about innovation. Can be as a part of business innovation, it can be part of strategy innovation, in a part of the strategy innovation can be in the process, innovation can be in the process product. So there can be, you know, innovation means you are talking about that change which is making more sense to the business. When you talk about design, we are talking about the process generation or the blueprinting of the system in such a way that it becomes more simple, it can become more productive, it can become more efficient and all that. So I'm sure you have got the concept of what is this service design all about. So we are saying that can we design the service in such a way that customer is on top of the world after consuming or after experiencing that service. So service design is, again, when you talk about it talks about design innovation. Design innovation only occurs through understanding the customer and his needs. So parameter is still revolving around the customer only. We have been talking about that you should know your customer, or you should understand your customer, or you should know the psychology of the customer, or you should know the behavior of the customer. We are saying, can we know the usage pattern of the customer? Can we say his consumption pattern of the customer? Can we say we know his knowledge levels or his spending behavior or his spending habits with the family, without the family? If we know all that, then probably we structure our processes, we structure our business in such a fashion that he is comfortable when you talk about the consumption. So design and innovation only occurs through understanding the customer and his needs. Usage of this knowledge when composing or designing the service can create competitive advantage to a company. I hope this statement makes things more clear, that if you understand the needs of the customer, if you understand the needs of the customer, the consumption pattern of the customer, and when you and then you design your services, you create, you automatically create a competitive edge in the business. Design thinking describes the specific approach to innovation. Now, it is an approach towards innovation. Design thinking is an approach. You know, how should we move ahead so that we become innovative? So it is a process. Design thinking is not an exclusive area for designers. It is nothing to do with designers that, no, somebody is into designing of PCBs or designing of dresses or designing of something. We are not talking about that design. We are talking about it is a process, it is a method, methodology, or it can be a culture. Designing, design thinking over a period can become a culture of an organization or culture of a country. So design thinking is not an exclusive area for designers, but it is a necessary skill for anyone involved in business and want to progress innovation. So it is closely linked with the phenomenon of innovation. Wherever that innovation is happening, or the corporate objective or the business objective is moving towards innovation, design thinking becomes an important element there. Service design practice begins when turning your ideas into live, It may be a concept drawing, prototype of an idea, process description, etc. So probably for one to understand that, okay, earlier, means say 20 years back, we never had a concept of remote television or remote ACs. So example of say, you know, when you never had channels also, too many channels. You have say one channel called Doordarshan in India. And when you don't need any channels to be moved, you don't need a remote. But when more channels came in, people felt that every time when you have to change a channel, you have to get up from the chair or sofa set, and then you have to move to the location where the television is kept, and then you have to change the channel manually. So every time doing that is a pain. So can you reduce the pain of the customer? So the logic of, or with the thought of changing the or reducing the pain of this customer, probably someone thought that, can we have a technology which can help you remotely change the channels? And then the concept of remotes came into picture. Similarly, when you are using an air conditioner, probably you may not require air conditioner throughout the night. So you thought probably if you have an AC with you while you are sleeping, probably you just press the button and the AC is off. So you don't disturb your sleep. So means we are talking about designing certain products or services in such a fashion that customer is at convenience. We are trying to be creating convenience for the customer. That is where that service design concepts come in. Right? So why use service design? So designers have the tools and experience to understand what users want and need. So what is the need of the user and what is his want? So we have already discussed, I think, in one of the chapters, what is this need and what is this want. So needs are always there, and the designers actually focus on the want patterns. Their work combines technology, function, and aesthetics. It is not just about surface level. It is definitely, this service design is not about superficial packaging. It is not packaging. It is to deal with the pattern. It is to deal with the convenience. It is to deal with peace of mind of the customer. It is to deal with some more insights which probably, you know, a designer understands that this could be the insight which can be of help to him when you talk about reaching some peace or some satisfaction level with the customer. They are the issues centered and work on anything from saving the planet. It could be saving the planet when you talk about making things green. We are talking about reducing the consumption of energy when you talk about designing of, say, CFLs. Or the other lithium batteries, or the other, when you talk about this lithium batteries, we are talking about, can we reduce the weight of the telephones by the mobile phones by reducing the weight of the batteries? So there can be so many parameters when you talk about design, and one thing is very clear that they are not on the surface levels. They are not just superficially something done just to attract the customer. There is a lot of thought process which goes into the design when you talk about service or product. It is, again, I'm sure it is not everybody's cup of tea that getting into, but over a period of time, if we have a culture of service design, many people can take the advantage of this methodology. And some of the design techniques could be observation techniques. I wish to share with you that observation is a great technique, and we are currently bombarded, or we are overburdened with information broadcast. So I think we are highly distracted, a lot of people, and if we are very keen observers, probably you understand what is the pain of the customer. You can understand what can be the design element which can, like when you see today apps on the mobiles, when you talk about the smartphones, so many apps are there in the mobile, on the mobile phone. So you just use one app and then probably you reach internet, you reach a bank, you reach a Pizza Hut, or you reach a fast food joint, or you reach any railway station or ticketing or any. So there are apps for every activity now. That somebody has understood that probably this is the need of the customer, this is the need of the customer, or this can ease his business process or buying behavior. So this is that concept which has, so this is purely somebody has observed, somebody is actually observing the users. So in I'll share with you how this observation techniques are generated or can be created in somebody. As these are difficult things in the practical field, but the concept of this design in India, we still say that it is difficult to get somebody into observation. But if you ask somebody a specific system or a specific method, probably there is an opportunity. Now, one guy was sent to one of the countries like Japan, and you know, he was asked to do his project there. So, in Japan, he was supposed to learn something on service design concept. So, the first day when he went, landed into the factory, the trainer or the guide or the mentor of in that country, in that factory, he shared with him that, okay, I have made a circle on the shop floor and you are supposed to be standing in that circle. Now, the guy who was an Indian guy was surprised to have that kind of activity. And he said, okay, you stand there for 2 hours without moving from that circle. So, he said, hey, what do I do in that circle? So, he said, you don't have to do anything. You just have to stand in that circle. And you don't have to do anything. So, and a notepad was given to him. And he was supposed to make note of all the observations he makes during that time. At the end of 2 hours, the guy himself was surprised to see that he had made so many observations which he had never dreamt of in his dream, that he will be making so many observations. So probably he learned so many things by standing and observing things alone. So this is where that observation techniques is of great help when you talk about service design concept. Probably, you know, example that when you walk into a factory, for you there could be a lot of noise, but for others it could be music. For them it means that noise doesn't make any difference to their ears, because they are so used to consumption of that noise. In Mumbai example, somebody staying close by a railway station is used to hearing this noise of local trains moving day in day out. But somebody who is new to Bombay says, what is this? I can't sleep because there are a lot of there is a lot of noise of the train. So this is where we say somebody who is external to the system can sometimes be a great observer. The other parameter is involve the user. Now, games, brainstormings, or spending a day in their life can be another way of involving the users. The third element is create a blueprint of your service. Then analyze the quality of your service. When we say quality of service, we are saying that analyze the service, measure the quality of service, measure the gaps if at all they are there. Develop and map out ideas in a way that is easy to understand even if you aren't a designer. Even if you are not a designer, we can map out on a sheet, on a drawing sheet, what is that we wish to create or what is that which has been observed. Then you can prototype a new service and create the toolkit which is required for this design. So this is how that the basic element of service design techniques are. And you can be a good designer. You can start getting into this mode probably even in your kitchen or on the dining table or in your in your drawing room, wherever you feel you can be, you can observe and start seeing that, okay, can we really create a blueprint and can we create a service system. So service design is basically highly personalized. It is inclusive. It limits risk. It offers unique insights. So what service design has to offer? It is a personalized. Now see, customer is always happy when things are highly personalized. Means he feels that he is the owner of the system and he is consuming things at his wish, will and leisure. It is inclusive. So it takes care of everything which is required by the customer. It also limits a lot of risk elements. So since it is not exposed to too many parameters, then probably all the sets are, they are so personalized, so that it limits the risk of getting exposed in any parameter. Offer unique insights. So service design offers unique insights to the customer. When you say limits risk, when you say mobile, so probably you do what you want to do on your mobile, and you are still, you know, you can do banking, you can do this, you can do that, and you can have your passwords and you can protect systems and you reduce your risk. So that's where we say limit your risk. You offer unique insights, and so service design can offer you some unique insights which probably you would have never thought of, because some of the customers would have thought of, and then probably those services or that design has built in the systems so rigid or so rugged, so that the element of risk or personalization is so high that you enjoy the unique features of the service design element. Methods for a service design could include your workshops. So how do we get into the service design? So you have to either understand or go through a workshop, or you start mapping the customer's journey, that how the customer enters into the system and he leaves the system. So you have, if you map the system properly, probably you have an eye on what is this service design element. You can also understand the user interviews. You can have your users being interviewed, and you can get a lot of insights. You can also observe them while buying or by when they are in the service systems, and you can definitely have their feelings, or you can interview them about their feedbacks or feed forwards, so that you get to know what is that expectations which are mismatching or which are example, you walk into a mall and it is a new mall, and the service designer or the service provider is trained to serve the customer. Now since he is trained to serve the customer, probably he walks behind the customer to serve the customer. There are likely possibilities what can happen. Customer may be happy that service, somebody is following and helping him. There can be also a view that customer may not like somebody following and moving with him. Third could be, customer would say that whenever I want, probably I'll get back to you, please don't. So there can be different approaches. So one has to be very clear what is the behavior of the customer, what is the pattern of the customer, and then get into the mode. So overdoing by some of the service providers can be dangerous. Doing too less or too little can also be disastrous. So one has to be very clear what is the right or appropriate element of service which is helpful for the businesses to grow. So therefore one has to undergo these workshops or need to map the customer journey.